This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. A21R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. State of the Future. Call in line is 215-867-8255. It won't be open until at least the B block this morning. So if you want to call in, we're going to allow that. Yes, we're just manic Wednesday. No, what? I don't know what. It's hump day. That's what they call it. It's a humper. Anyway, welcome to hump day on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, it's going to be one of those kind of days. Right. The news is just continuing to spin about. You're going to see the election start to open up, I think, a little bit more now. There's going to be a lot more electioneering. We are talking about conventions. We're talking about meetings. We're talking about the COVID virus. Yeah, and the absolute panic mode that's going on in Sacramento. That's true. Panic mode. Now we hear from the California GOP, of all people. Finally, where have they been? What? You know, I don't know, something about passing joints around. I'm just sheer speculation going on there. But anyway, we're going to be talking about the COVID virus and about some of the reporting and a report that came out from the World Health Organization, and it's timely now. It actually came out in June But it's timely now. And, of course, now we're getting all shockingly, like we're talking about these different states and the spiking. Why? What explains the spiking? I don't know what it is. If they would just listen to this show and do the investigations that day, they would have found out a month ago about the spiking. But now they're finding out. Different states that are finding out that, you know, hey, after all, you know, the COVID virus is a variety of the cold. And they've been counting COVID cold viruses as COVID-19. Yeah, it's something to do with the species, you know, the variety. the taxonomy of the virus is what it is. And, you know, the anyway, this whole thing is a fraud, as we've said. And now what we're going to start doing, you're going to see a focus, a real focus on these health organizations and these, I guess you would say, these Soviet-style of health agencies that have been popping up. They're unelected officials that are handing down these edicts without any laws to back it up, you know. So, and what is the connection between Vietnam, Paul Soros, and the University of Washington with these folks? I mean, because a lot of these health people, I guess you would say, they're health directors, they're newly appointed positions by various county boards. They're all from Vietnam, they seem like. At least that's what a very famous person last night that I was talking to, late at night, actually told me. He said, "What is up with that?" And I said, "Well, you know, we got one out here. And they're all communists." That's what they are. It really comes down to that. So, yeah, Paul, I know I mentioned Paul Soros. That's a new one, right? It's a new Soros. He's dead, actually. He passed away. But he has quite an endowment, and a lot of these people are finding themselves going to, guess where, the University of Washington, which has been feeding us all the false data to begin with about the COVID virus. And certainly feeding Gavin Newsom. God, is this guy desperate or what? He is absolutely desperate, and he's naked. Actually, yesterday in the New California State Grievance Number 12, Chapter 2, we laid him out bare naked. He is. He's just a naked ruler. He has no clothes. And, you know, he's got nothing. He's got nothing productive, which just, you know, amazes me that people in a position like Gavin Newsom. Now, listen, the guy's carrying quite a load. And, oh, as Chris Street, he says, Jerry Brown handed him when they made the transition from Brown administration to Newsom, a, quote, steaming load. By Jerry Brown. Yes, there's more to this whole Jerry Brown being called Brown, and you know, if it's Brown, flush it down business. And that's probably what Gavin Newsom should have done when he was first handed the steaming load by Jerry Brown. And that steaming load, of course, was the budget. And now you've got Gavin Newsom, who is the almighty dictator without clothes. And I know that's a bad visual. I know. All he has is his mask on. That's it. Anyway, the problem is that he's about $125 billion in debt right now, and he's staring down the pipes of that. Then what do you do when you're in debt? Well, you get desperate, and you cancel school. Yeah, well, because of the COVID virus, of course. So you see, he's using the COVID virus to, you know, prop up the narrative that we don't have any money, and the kids should not go to school because of the COVID virus. And, of course, now facts are starting to overwhelm their little system of lies. And we're going to be exploring some of those facts in the second hour. In the third hour, we have Joe Polak, who is the main man over at Breitbart. He's written a book called Red November, and he's going to be with us in the third hour. Ought to be a very interesting. You know, he's got a lot of history because, remember, it was Joel Polak who took over immediately after Andrew Breitbart died on March 1st, 2012. And he was in a very, very special position because they had to go out and they still had to out the whole situation that Andrew Breitbart was going to out when he died. So he was in a very difficult situation. Of course, the outing was for critical race theory, which today, in our environment today, has it devolved, I'll say, into Black Lives Matter. The whole thing about Black Lives Matter has sprung out of critical race theory, which Andrew Breitbart at the time in 2012 was trying to out, and he was also trying to out, you know, John Podesta and Hillary Clinton. Now, you know, recent revelations about John Podesta from WikiLeaks, of all places. You know, listen, you do the deep dive in WikiLeaks, man, you have to come up for air every once in a while. But, you know, the deep dive on the John Podesta files was really kind of known back in 2013 and 14, and it certainly became known after Andrew Breitbart's death. But the Podestas, John and his brother, have been known to be deeply into child sex trafficking. Are you kidding me? So that comes down to the Maxwell story, which yesterday she pleaded not guilty. Jezeline, you know, listen, I have to apologize because when I first got her name for my air here, I was calling her Galeen. But, you know, I checked my records. That's the way it was coming across on the wires. But it's actually Jezeline, I guess. That's the pronunciation. So she pleaded. Yeah, this isn't the case, as you probably know. She's the black book for Jeffrey Epstein. And there's videos. This is stuff I've learned a long time ago about her. So this is years back. And it goes back to Epstein's 2006 trial and legal problems that he had about being involved with child sex trafficking and pedophilia back in 2006 in Florida, that she was very well known to be the black book. Everybody knew what she was up to. Excuse me. And she is continuing to be that black book. But she pleaded not guilty yesterday. Boy, does she have a lot to give up, and she's going to give it up. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Well, anyway, getting back to Fauci and the group. Sorry for the audio mistake there. Fauci under fire. This is the White House trade advisor Navarro, who goes rogue with blistering newspaper column attack of top doc. And, geez, it's just absolutely amazing here. White House trade advisor goes rogue. Here we go. This is Peter Navarro, who's friends with our very own Chris Street. And it says, Peter Navarro tears into Fauci and blistering to op-ed wrong. Listen to this. Wrong about everything. White House official says Navarro is going rogue. Sounds like Navarro's had just about enough of this Fauci guy. And, they have audio. They have audio. Gee whiz, they have audio. It says Peter Navarro on strategy for phase four. Phase four. And it's queuing up the video right now, and I'm kind of waiting. I'd like to see what this. They've got to do the commercial, you know, all that stuff, so we have to wait here. It says White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tore into Anthony Fauci in a stunning op-ed on Wednesday, saying that the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease director, who has been a leading voice in the coronavirus task force, has been wrong about everything. Listen, I have never met Peter Navarro. I have a feeling he listens to Agenda 21 Radio. That's just kind of what I'm thinking here, right? I'm just kind of thinking that way. But we'll see. Here we go.
Now, brand new numbers on the economy. 1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. And while that number is still historically high, it does mark the 11th straight weekly decline since those applications peaked back in March during the pandemic at the height of the coronavirus shutdown. Joining us now, Peter Navarro, White House trade advisor. Peter, good morning. A lot to get to with you here. It'll be both Ed and I.
This is,
so first reaction to those jobs numbers. Is the economic situation in this country improving?
Donald J. Trump, greatest jobs president in history. He built up the economy over the first 3.5 years into the best in modern history. And we're doing.
Okay, so you get the drift. This is Peter Navarro, okay, trade advisor. But let's get into this whole thing about Fauci being wrong about everything. Dr. Anthony Fauci has a good bedside manner with the public, but he has been wrong about everything I have interacted with him on, Navarro wrote in a blistering op-ed for USA Today. Trump White House slams Fauci, cancels his TV appearances. This is a little side little article, by the way. Navarro began by saying that Fauci fought against Trump's courageous decision in late January to suspend flights from China. Now, that's a fact. He was very much opposed. Why would you be opposed to that? You know you got this infectious disease. It's just common sense. You know, I used to teach this stuff. I totally get it. I'm not a Fauci, but, you know, I'm not going to lie about the data and about some of the basics and fundamentals about so-called viral spread, hello, which seems to be completely out the window. I mean, here it is, summertime, and we're still fighting the flu. Just that on the surface is a problem, right? And you have all these people who know nothing about viruses, such as Gavin Newsom, the man with no clothes on, the naked emperor. Anyway, so he's fighting against that. That's just basic common sense. Shut down those that are spreading the virus, which he did, by the way. That was the greatest thing that Trump did. From the get-go, he's been fabulous about this. He said, common sense prevails. Stop the flights. Says he continued, I warned in late January in a memo of a possibly deadly pandemic, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease was telling our news media not to worry. Further, he wrote that in February, Fauci was telling the public the China virus was low risk. Navarro went on to complain Fauci was flip-flopping on the use of masks. He dinged Fauci for downplaying falling mortality rates. So that's remember that? We said, hey, people aren't going to the hospitals and they're not dying, so mortality is declining rapidly. Amid the debate over whether businesses should be allowed to reopen or stay shuttered, Navarro added, so when you ask me whether I listen to Dr. Fauci's advice, my answer is only with skepticism and caution. This guy's been lying to us all along, guys. This goes right to the heart of the matter. They're lying to us. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Okay, so we're looking into this whole Fauci thing, because a bigger part of this is that Trump has canceled all of his media appearances. Good for him. The guy's just a flippin' liar. He's disingenuous. He's a flippin' liar. That's all he is. And we just need to admit that. And he has created this. He's been a big part of creating the pandemic. Now, this guy's been around for a long time. He's a big part of the swamp, like it or not. He's been around doing his job, ensconced as a bureaucrat, since Reagan. I mean, this is just over the top. It says here in this article, Trump White House slams Fauci, cancels his TV appearances. Shows you how this thing is. Shows the downhill slide. Talk about somebody with no clothes on. Another one. Another one. The guy's, oh, that's a bad visual. They're all bad visuals for these dudes. The commutation of Roger Stone's sentence may have been more profound legal implications, and the Redskins changing their name may have more cultural significance. But the escalating warfare between President, this is just now came out, President Trump and Anthony Fauci may well have a more immediate impact on the pandemic that is increasingly devastating our country. It's all a false narrative. It's all lies. It's all lies. And Fauci's been the tip of the spear. While it's easy to cast this as merely a media-generated feud, it represents a fundamental clash over how to handle the coronavirus that keeps breaking records. rather than fading with the July heat, as the administration once predicted. Well, you know, listen, let's talk about this. Now we're finding out all the numbers and all the tests, especially in, well, we know about this in Florida, were being lied to. They're false. They're counting everything. We've got reports of people, nurses, who have turned in specimens or not turned in specimens. As an example, people don't show up for their blood test. Yet, they come back with a blood test and it shows, oh, they're COVID positive. Well, they didn't even show up for the test. And then the common cold being submitted as tests. And they come back, oh, it's COVID-19 positive. And the numbers are so negatively skewed, it's not even funny. It's outrageous, the large disparity in positive tests versus negative tests. That's another one. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Katie Grimes did a fantastic article about that in California. I mean, yeah, we're having more tests available. But guess what? The more the tests are available, the higher the number of negative tests that are coming, way higher. It throws their numbers completely off. Shocking. You know, every doctor that I've talked to, every medical person I've talked to says all of this is a hoax. But if you're part of the hoax and you're making big bank, and if you happen to be one of these people on Fox News, it's a talking head with blonde hair, you're okay. You're a specialist. You're a doctor. You know, you've got it down. You don't understand because, you know, you're part of the scam. It's about time we stop being scammed and call it out like it is. I'm sorry, digressing. While it's easy to cast this as merely a media-generated feud, it represents a fundamental clash. Breaking records. I forgot the other part about it in California. As we pointed out last week in our grievance, this week again in our grievance, it's really easy. It's really, really easy to increase your numbers as you're importing thousands from Mexico that are COVID positive. And you distribute them to the hospitals in California. Oh, there's a spike. There's a spike. Really? There's a spike with United States citizens living in California? No, there's not. In fact, the numbers are declining precipitously. It's the imports that are coming in. It's all part of this ghoulish way in which Newsom and others manipulate the data. Yeah, they import them. You know, caravanning, that sort of thing. And then they life flight them around. Shocking. To be sure, the charge that the White House has done an oppo dump on Fauci is rather overblown. This is, who wrote this? Who is this person talking here? Who is this talking on this? Who's writing this? Oh, it's Howie Kurtz. Howie Kurtz. It says, on Fauci is rather overblown. To me, that signifies a stealthy handoff of documents or encoded digital communications to get dirt in the hands of reporters. The Trump team is just stabbing Fauci in the front. We don't want to break out the buzzsaws yet, do we? Oh, that was bad. I'm sorry. It says, and they're doing it by pointing to his past public statements, which are obviously fair game. You know, behind the scenes, the president hasn't spoken to Fauci in more than a month. Good riddance to him. Make no mistake, the president is the decision maker, and Fauci is a medical expert who, by his own account, is not in charge of setting policy. Still, the 79-year-old doctor who has been a part of the government's infectious disease agency since the Reagan... See, I told you, he's part of the Reagan thing, is widely respected, and part of his job is to do is... This guy, how can you respect this guy when he knows full well about the viral spread of this? He knows full well about the death rate, right? He knows full well what's going on with these numbers. He knows they're being lied to, and he's just spouting off the lie. He's continuing the lie. Oh, the data is showing. It's false data, brother, and you know it. Listen, anybody with half a mind mathematically can figure this one out. Apparently, he doesn't even have that because he's lying to us. You gotta hype it up and keep up the narrative and keep up the hype because, you know, you don't want to have Trump as president, right, Mr. Fauci? and you want to destroy the economy because you're part of the one world order to begin. Oh, we haven't even talked about the World Health Organization, which, by the way, if you go to Agenda 21 Radio, there's a great article about the World Health Organization right now. Last June says, guess what? Guess what? If you have other mitigating circumstances to your COVID spread, you're not contagious. Another, you know, they said that if you have anything, if you have any kind of any kind of disease associated with yourself, and you have the COVID virus in you, then you're going to spread it rapidly. And of course, that's not true. It is absolutely not true. And the World Health Organization, we'll play it in the second hour, the World Health Organization said that. I didn't. This is a little known story that came out last June. No one's been reporting on it. And the World Health Organization is now admitting there is no spread. If you have other diseases, other conditions, or if you're being put into isolation, and you have it, the chance of you spreading it is very minimal. Which, by the way, is kind of normal for viruses. It usually, once it onsets, you're not going to spread it. It's the incubation period that's the most sensitive time frame. And this is just basic virology, folks. Yet they always say, oh man, if you got it, you're going to spread it to everywhere else, and we got to do this, we got to do that. There was an example that was brought up that you got to remember something. If you have had I had it in January. I have antibodies in my blood against the virus. This is like common. When you get a viral infection or you get an infection, you build up antibodies to fight it off, okay? Well, that's great. And I have it. Well, if I go get tested for COVID-19, guess what? It'll show that I've got it because I've got the antibodies. That's a positive test. Doesn't mean I'm going to spread it, though. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So they're bringing up one of the examples the other day. I was listening to one of these doctors pontificate about in one of the situations that people were tested positive for COVID virus. And you dig a little deeper and you find out they had it. They had the antibodies. And they were coming in contact with several hundred people in their job. But they wore a mask. And not one person that they came in contact with got the COVID-19. Well, hell no, they didn't. Because they weren't infectious. This is just basic fundamental stuff. Yet, you know, if you talk to Mr. Fauci, the world is going to end. It's going to end today, tomorrow, and the next day. We got to keep this up. We got to keep telling the lie, right, Gavin? We need to stop falling for the lie. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715.
800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You know, one of the things we're finding out, we're going to release a whole bunch of stuff that's going to come out of WikiLeaks about Anthony Fauci. So you get a little bit, you know, there's a lot more to Mr. Fauci, and especially his actions with the United Nations and other people, even with John Podesta. Shocking, right? Anyway, you can do this yourself. And, you can go to WikiLeaks, advanced search, exact phrase, Anthony Fauci. Check it out. You'll see how much of a hatchet man he really is. And he is a hatchet man. He's in a perfect position, been there to be able to manipulate the data scientifically for a lot of things for a long time, and especially to make it so that the World Health Organization grow. The World Health Organization is part of what? The United Nations. Oh, shocking. Part of the great United Nations, right? Yeah. So the World Health Organization admits that COVID spread is very rare. They admitted this. Now, remember, we stopped giving money to the United Nations World Health Organization because Trump recognized it as a fraud. And if you go, like I said, if you go and do a WikiLeaks advanced search and go to the exact phrase Anthony Fauci, it's going to pull up a treasure trove because, you know, they've got tons of incriminating evidence on him and the things that he's been involved with, especially when it comes to the totalitarian, communist, Nazi, United Nations. Let's just spell it out because he's got a cozy, cuddly relationship with those folks. I know that's shocking to some, but it's absolutely true. And of course, we got this problem now with this little clip. I'm going to play this clip for the World Health Organization so you get it. This came out June 19th. And this is more telling than you probably read. Realize we're getting an attention thing going on here. Don't have no idea where that's coming from, of course. But this is a Maria van Kerkhove, head of the World Health Organization, and she's talking about, listen to this, the asymptomatic transmissions. We can get this to play right.
So there's a couple of things in the question that you just asked. One is the number of cases that are reported that are being reported as asymptomatic. And so we hear from a number of countries that X number, X percentage of them are reported as not having symptoms, or that they are in their pre-symptomatic phase, which means it's a few days before they actually develop severe symptoms. In a number of countries, when we go back and we discuss with them, one, how are these asymptomatic cases being identified? Many of them are being identified through contact tracing, so which is what we would want to see, in that you have a known
contact
case.
Tracing.
You find your contacts.
Fraud.
They're already in quarantine, hopefully, and some of them are tested, and then you pick up people who may have asymptomatic or no symptoms or even mild symptoms. The other thing we're finding is that when we actually go back and say how many of them were truly asymptomatic, we find out that many have really mild disease, very mild disease. They're not quote-unquote COVID symptoms, meaning they may not have developed fever yet, they may not have had a significant cough, or they may not have shortness of breath, but some may have mild disease. Having said that, we do know that there can be people that are truly asymptomatic and PCR positive. The second part of your question is, what proportion of asymptomatic individuals actually transmit? So the way that we look at that is we look at, these individuals need to be followed carefully over the course of when they're detected, and looking at secondary transmission. We have a number of reports from countries who are doing very detailed contact tracing. They're following asymptomatic cases, they're following contacts, and they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare.
It's very rare. This is part of their own admission that it's very rare if you have asymptomatic transmissions. It's very rare. Hello? Just another little thing going on. I mean, I really hate to break it to you, but that's really what it is. And then they break out, of course, the contact tracers. Now listen, this disease overall is no worse than the flu. In fact, it may be less. The death rates that are indicated in California, by the way, are declining. The number of cases are declining that are being tested for. That's a fact. It's really hard to get away from that, but that is the truth. In an article just released by Katie Grimes, she talks about this. And it's just another little thing, you know, to talk about why are we having the statewide business lockdown. That's the other big issue. Because it doesn't indicate the statistics, even as they sit today, according to Katie Grimes, does not even justify remotely having a lockdown at all. Yet everybody's got to put a mask on, which could be deadly to some people. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an order for the entire state to again close indoor businesses. Listen, defy it. Come on. Fitness centers and gyms and churches and offices, hair and nail salons. He's got to have this crisis, ladies and gentlemen. Zoos, movie theaters are all subject to the latest lockdown. While businesses are forced to close again, the governor is also planning on letting another 8,000 inmates out of prison by the end of the month. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the casinos are wide open. Tens of thousands of people a day visit the casinos in California. There's no social distancing there. They got restaurants. They got bars. People are touching everything. There was one case done in Southern California at one of the Indian reservations. No one's talking about that. One case, and there's 10,000 people in the casino, yet no one's talking about that. Let's talk about the emperor has no clothes. It's a bunch of BS. It's the summertime, folks. This is when viruses really are not around. Come on, think about it. And the COVID virus is very, very sensitive to things like light and air and UV. I mean, it's just... We'll be back. But the emperor has no clothes.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One, zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're looking at this article that came from Katie Grimes, the wonderful, wonderful Katie Grimes, I might add. Class Act Katie Grimes of the California Globe. I know you're all seated, and you really want this news. Now listen to this. These are just the facts that she has garnered, okay? And she got these, I think, from the California folks. Yeah, here we go. California has administered, listen to this. 5,544,365 total COVID-19 tests. 329,162 Californians tested positive for COVID-19. There have been 7,040 total deaths in California attributed to COVID-19. Are you following those numbers? Of 5 million people, 5,544,000 people, there were 329,162 Californians who tested positive. This also means that 5,215,203 people, Californians, have tested negative for COVID-19. But you won't find that number in the media reports. Except here on Agenda 21 Radio and the California Globe. I mean, can you imagine this? And, of course, we would love to get the contact tracers on these total deaths to see whether or not they were verified that it was COVID-19 that killed them. I suspect maybe 1,000 to 2,000, maybe 3,000 were probably bogus numbers to this. Probably, just guessing. There is no crisis. It's being created. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.